Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We're on the air because truth matters. Your host for the broadcast is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The Christian Research Journal is a one-of-a-kind magazine, combining eye-catching graphics with trustworthy content you can depend on. Get a biblical perspective on current events, religious movements, and cultural trends, and gain the discernment skills you need to defend the faith. Joining Hank today is the editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, Elliot Miller. If you'd like to call in with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, to start today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I want to set up the broadcast today by talking about three different books. The book Love Wins by Rob Bell. I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. In essence, according to Rob Bell, millions have been taught that if they don't believe the gospel, and then they were hit by a car and died, God would have no choice but to punish them forever in conscious torment in hell. God would, in essence, become a fundamentally different being to them in that moment of death, and a different being to them forever. And then writes Rob Bell, a loving Heavenly Father who will go to extraordinary lengths to have a relationship with them would, in the blink of an eye, become a cruel, mean, vicious tormentor who would ensure that they had no escape from an endless future of agony. If there was an earthly father who was like that, we would call the authorities. If there were an actual human dad who was that volatile, we would contact Child Protection Services immediately. So according to Rob Bell, if we do not believe in a second chance after death, we believe in a vicious, mean, cruel, tormenting God. Well, that's one book, an absolute bestseller. Hundreds of thousands of people buying the book, not only in secular circles, but in spiritual or sacred circles as well. And then there's Bart Ehrman. His latest offering caused the words of Solomon to flash through my mind in neon. There's a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be silent, a time to speak, a time for war and a time for peace, a time to answer a fool according to his folly, and a time to refrain from doing so. The shock doc, he's at it again. And this time the decibel level has been raised to new heights. The cover of his book literally shrieks the word forged. The contents also are shouting at us loudly. I came to realize, says Bart Ehrman, that the Bible not only contains untruths or accidental mistakes, it also contains what almost anyone today would call lies. And that is what this book is about, he says. And he's just begun sharpening his rhetoric. The apostles, he says, could not have left an authoritative writing if their souls depended on it. Instead, their gospels were forged by highly educated Greek-speaking Christians who probably lived outside Palestine. Worse yet, whoever forged the Gospel of John was virulently anti-Jewish. So here we have a book by the chair of the Religious Studies Department, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, a book written by a man who takes great delight in the fact that even the most spiritual, conservative, orthodox students that come into his class are quickly shaken when they see that the Bible has been forged, is not only full of mistakes, but also full of lies. Rob Bell on the one side, Bart Ehrman on the other. And then, in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, we have a review of a book titled Putting Away Childish Things. It's a tale of modern faith. Here we have a book that drags you into the classroom, into a scenario that's all too real for Christian students. They wander into religious studies or into a history class or an English literature class or even biology. They may be in a Christian college or a secular university. And Borg has seen it happen over and over again in his long academic career and takes great joy, like Bart Ehrman, in the fact that these students soon recognize that they have been engaged in believing childish things. It is childish to believe in a historical Jesus. It is childish to believe in a resurrected Christ. It is childish to believe that the Bible is the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. Now, when we see these kinds of books, one word screams out at you. It's the word discernment. Maybe I should add a word, discernment ministry. Maybe another word, discernment magazine. How are we, in an age of information overload, to teach children discernment skills? The flood of internet-based information means more time is spent managing the flow with multitasking and less time is spent critically evaluating information for relevance and truth. In other words, in an age of information overload, we need to learn discernment skill. But most people today, they are so busy processing information from every direction that they can't really evaluate it critically. And all of that is simply to say this: we need an instrument, a tool, by which we can learn discernment skills. Because if we do not, not only will we begin to waver in faith, but we will be neutralized in witness. And our kids will fall victim in a world that is seeking to undermine biblical orthodoxy. And I purposely gave you three examples. You have a prominent member of the Jesus Seminar, Marcus Borg. You've got a guy who says he was once an Orthodox believer, who now doesn't believe a thing about it anymore other than the Bible is forged. And then you've got a guy who is working from within to suggest that the gospel preached as orthodoxy throughout the ages is not a gospel at all. It's not good news. What it really is the propagation of a God who is a vicious, mean tormentor. If you believe it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, your God is not worthy of worship. And the tragedy today is I'm hearing it from all sides. Christians are buying into the message. Why? Because it's perfectly suited for a generation in which we no longer are sharpening our discernment skills. I want to bring Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, into the discussion because the Christian Research Journal, Elliot Miller, is a tool by which Christians can sharpen their discernment skills, and I would suppose a tool more necessary today than ever before.
Hank, I can't imagine anybody explaining the need for it more beautifully than you just did. I mean, if I was not a subscriber, I would want to subscribe right this minute because what you just illustrated for us is that what the Bible says, that the devil is as a roaring lion, you know, prowling around looking for someone to devour, and that he is leading astray the entire inhabited earth, is still true today. It is just as true today as it ever was, that he just doesn't give up. And anyone who is available to him, who has not committed themselves to the truth of Scripture, becomes an instrument in his hands to perpetuate deception. So, but there keep coming on the scene new teachers with novel approaches to truth, to the Scriptures, that end up leading people astray and causing people to be devoured by the evil one. And so what we do indeed need is some kind of regular periodical that deals with these teachers and new things that keep coming down the pike, and in the process teaches principles of discernment and essential Christian doctrine, scriptural guidelines for being able to be faithful. You know, what is the truth that was once for all delivered to the saints? What is the truth that is not subject to change? And then how do we discern new teachers and teachings against the backdrop and the measuring rod of Scripture? And that's what the Christian Research Journal does, is it prepares people to remain faithful to Christ and witnesses for him, effective witnesses for him, in a day and age that is rapidly just accelerating away from the Christian heritage of Western culture.
And while you're listening to the discussion, you may want to take note of our website. If you've never written it down, write it down right now, www.equip.org, because you can go to the World Wide Web at equip.org, and you can subscribe to the Christian Research Journal today. This is a must-use, must-subscribe tool in an age of information overload. You can also order via the mail, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or you can talk to our resource consultants about it, the number 888-7000-CRI, appropriately titled, Elliot, one of the articles, a feature article, The Mesmerizing Misinformation Maelstrom by James Patrick Holding. This is an article that really points out how hard it is in an age of information overload to get people to concentrate deeply.
Yes. It would be hard to be more contemporary than this article. We're all in the information age. We're all dealing with the internet and with social media and so forth, all the new technology, and it's a new world, and it makes your head spin in some ways. Things keep changing so fast, but we are being bombarded by information, and it's easy to get lost in it, to get into a state of uncritical thinking, just because there's more information than your mind can process. So what Holding does in this very, very helpful article is give us some basic principles to follow in order not to just get swept away by the information age, while, being able to participate in it and make use of it. but just some basic principles that would help us with that.
Talking to Elliot Miller, he's editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. We'll be taking some of your calls on the other side of the break as we discuss the Christian Research Journal and try to whet your appetite for a magazine that's truly making a difference in a lost generation. It's our award-winning magazine, a must-have tool in your apologetics arsenal. The Journal is on the cutting edge in the battle for what is true and right. It probes today's religious movements, it promotes critical thinking, and it provides reasons for Christian faith and ethics. And we want you to subscribe today. It's a worthwhile investment in your life, in the life of your family members, in the lives of your friends, and in the lives of those that you do not yet know. God can use you as an effective tool to reach them with the truth, the grace, the love that only Jesus Christ can provide to the human heart. Again, subscribe in a safe, secure fashion online, equip.org. We'll be right back.
The information age has arrived with many benefits, but it also has a dark side. Technology capable of delivering information both conveniently and rapidly has fostered a condition in some users known as information overload. As defenders of the Christian faith, we must be prepared to shepherd wayward travelers in cyberspace through the universe of information that the new technologies have wrought. Learn to be discerning in this age of information when you read The Mesmerizing Misinformation Maelstrom by James Patrick Holding in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. To start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal, just go to equip.org or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. The Bible Answer Man will return after this short break. Alaska. There's no better place on earth where you can experience God's creative power on display. Stretching beyond your imagination, it is a land of staggering natural beauty. Now you can join the Bible Answer Man Hank Hanegraaff, Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp, and Christian Research Journal Editor-in-Chief Elliot Miller for 7-plus inspiring days as you cruise into the grandeur of Alaska. During our time together, we'll unfold the pages of sacred scripture as we are strengthened in our belief in the divine creator of the universe. All of our sessions with Hank, your meals, accommodations, and five-star cruise are included in one very low price. To participate in this event, you must register through Sovereign Cruises. Sign up by visiting equip.org or by calling Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101.
The resurrection is not merely important to the Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity.
Human history was changed forever by what happened on that third day. The Third Day by Hank Hanegraaff defends the resurrection of Jesus Christ in meticulous detail. It contains authentic evidence and factual proof for the resurrection, from Christ's torment on the cross to the empty tomb to his appearances and transformation. If you need tangible proof that the Christian faith is based on evidence and not mere emotion, this resource will be an immense help to you.
Belief in the resurrection is not a blind leap into the dark, but faith founded on fact.
The Third Day by Hank Hanegraaff, available in hardbound or CD. Call 888-7000-CRI to order. 888-7000-CRI. Find out more by going to our website at www.equip.org. If you've ever wondered how a loving God could condemn anyone to hell forever, ask yourself this question. If there is no hell, if the unsaved will either be annihilated or end up in heaven, why would we need a Savior? Why would God send His Son to suffer and die, bearing all our sins on His shoulders, if the worst future that could await us was a peaceful oblivion? Those who deny the everlasting torment of God's righteous wrath against unrepentant sinners in hell out of a desire to be fair and compassionate have actually cheapened God's love and undermined the greatest sacrifice ever made. Order Answers for Today, Hell and Our Loving God, a message by Hank Hanegraaff.
Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
The study of human nature is one of perennial interest, raising many questions that are important to a Christian worldview. The contemporary movement of transhumanism views human nature as totally free, even to the altering of its very essence. Sociobiologists, on the other hand, hold that human behavior is determined and free will is an illusion. To a society torn between two extremes, the Bible offers a sensible corrective that affirms real freedom within real limits. Subscribe to the Christian Research Journal and learn more in John S. Hammett's article entitled Between Radical Freedom and Total Determinism, A Christian View of Human Nature. Start your subscription to the journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Let's return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast now with your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. And between radical freedom and total determinism, the article itself worth the price of the journal. But the journal is dealing with so many different subjects. There's an article in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal titled Problems with the Gold Plates of the Book of Mormon by Bill McKeever. And this article is eerily relevant, up to date, because right now, once again, we have a presidential hopeful, Mitt Romney, who's a Mormon. And I'm not talking about his politics right now, but I'm talking about what he believes. He's made a concerted effort to minimize the differences between Mormonism and Christianity. His references to Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Savior of mankind might sound orthodox. In reality, as a temple Mormon who has served as a bishop and a stake president, Romney knows full well that the Jesus of Mormonism is clearly not the Christ of Christianity. And therefore, he has obscured the face of Mormonism through the manufacture of a Mormon mirage. And the article in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal makes clear that what he thinks is the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone to the Mormon religion is indeed fraught with problems. That's the basis for the Book of Mormon. If that was our basis for the Bible, we could cash it in as Christians. And that's precisely what Mormons ought to do, because they have given their lives to the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie. Their very foundation is flawed, because their authority is not an authority at all. And that has been proved beyond the shadow of a doubt. And once again, Elliot, we tackle this issue head on in the Christian Research Journal.
Yes, Hank. We have a couple of regular contributors to the Christian Research Journal, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, who live in Utah and are involved in direct ministry to the Mormons, and then and stay up on all the research and then regularly contribute to the journal. And this particular article is, you know, you start reading it and it just sounds like an interesting bit of history, sort of dubious story of Joseph Smith carrying these golden plates, and why the whole story that he carried these golden plates all the way home. He was chased by some people with it. You know, it becomes more, once you get really look into how much solid gold plates would weigh, or even gold plates that are of a mixed nature would weigh, and you start looking at the actual physical problems with this story, you might be thinking, well, this is all interesting, but what does it matter? Well, actually, it matters a great deal because this is what the Mormon religion is founded upon. I mean, these golden plates are what the Book of Mormon was supposedly translated from. So this story has to be correct. It has to be plausible. It has to be consistent with known historical facts. It has to be internally consistent, not having contradictory details. Or the Mormons, who are putting their faith in propositional revelation, they claim it's based on a historic revelation from God that came through these golden plates. And so it's a historic revelation, same as Christians believe, and therefore it has to be subject to the test of history. And when subjected to the test of history, it completely fails the test. So this is just a critical article in terms of showing the impossibilities, really, of the story about which the whole Mormon faith is based.
Our conversations have sparked a lot of questions. I'm going to go to the phone lines in just a moment, but I want to mention to everyone that you can subscribe to the Christian Research Journal in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Also, I want to say this. For those who join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, I want to send you a one-year subscription as my way of saying thank you for standing with a ministry making a difference not only for time, but also for eternity. So if you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, and you can do that online at equip.org, you can do that at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And you can do so by picking up the phone and talking to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. When you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, I'll send you a subscription to the Christian Research Journal as my way of saying thank you. And I want to say one more thing before we go to our callers about the Christian Research Journal. This is something that I haven't really even talked to Elliot about since I got back from Asia. But one of our editions, the cover story, etched in three words, "We were wrong," is having a dramatic impact in China. It is being used in a specific way such that there are people that would ordinarily be in prison that are now no longer in prison because of that article. That was an unintended consequence on our part when we wrote the article. We simply were going to stand for truth no matter what the cost. And I have heard this from the communists as well as from the Christians. The journal is making a difference not only in the West, but around the world. And those that stand with this ministry have a part in that, a part that is not just making a difference for time, but a part that is making a difference for eternity. Again, our comments have sparked a lot of questions. We'll go right to the phone lines. Let's talk to Chloe, listening in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, CHRB. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Hank. My question is about hell. I've heard two different views, and the traditional one would be hell being described as a place where God actively punishes people with physical suffering. And then on the other hand, I've heard it described basically as a state of voluntary separation from God, like C.S. Lewis describing the doors of hell as being locked from the inside, where presumably the physical punishment aspect is no longer there. And to me, those are significantly different views, and my question is, which view does the Bible favor more?
Yeah, it's very clear that the horrors of hell don't entail what you see pictured in Dante's Inferno, where you have the devil with a pitchfork torturing people, or God actively tormenting people. The torment of hell is, in fact, codified in the notion that we are eternally separated from the goodness and glory and grace of God, because that is what we want. So the idea that this is some kind of a torture chamber is not biblical. The idea that hell is eternal conscious torment is biblical. I think of what Paul says in Thessalonians 1, the wicked will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power. So this is not a temporary condition. It is an everlasting condition. And the plain reading of this passage, being shut out from the presence of the Lord, implies continued existence apart from his goodness, glory, and grace. Elliot?
Yeah, and I would just say that we don't want to minimize the amount of suffering that would be in hell, because whether the flames are used figuratively or to be understood literally, they're conveying the same point, that it is eternal torment. Also, people are going to be raised from the dead and sent to hell, so there will be a physicality to it. It's not like they're immaterial souls. But exactly the mode of existence, the physical situation, like so many things that have to do with the life after death or the intermediate state, we really don't have enough information. We just have to take what we're told, and we're told enough. We're told that it is eternal torment.
Okay, that's perfect.
And yeah. Again, I Chloe, I have all this month, I've been offering a CD that I did on this very subject. So it is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute all this month, and if you hang on, we can send you a copy.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to Doug. He's listening on the web in Washington, D.C. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Hank. Thanks so much for taking my call. I really appreciate your program.
Pleasure.
I wanted to ask you about, I understand that you have more of a partial preterist view of the end times, and it's an issue that I'm trying to sort through to figure out exactly what I believe. I wanted to ask about, there are a few verses that seem to suggest that a rapture. They're often quoted by, premillennialists. One of them would be like 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, and then also verses in Matthew and Luke. And so I'm just wondering how you would explain those verses that some would interpret to suggest what you refer to as a secret coming or a rapture.
Yeah, well, first of all, while I respect the partial preterist view, I'm not a partial preterist, but as far as your direct question, I think that 1 Thessalonians 4 is a great example of a glorious passage on resurrection, which has been used for the notion of a rapture, a pre-tribulational rapture. That's not what this passage teaches. Paul is saying here that he does not want people to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or those who die, or to grieve like the rest of those who have no hope. Why? Paul says, we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left to the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So this is a passage to encourage us with respect to the glorious hope of resurrection. And there's nothing in this passage that suggests a secret coming. Certainly when you talk about a loud command, the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God. And certainly nothing that suggests that Christ reverses directions and takes people up to heaven for 7 years in a rapture, a secret rapture, and then a second coming that follows 7 years later. That is something that you have to read into the text, but if you believe in a pre-tribulational rapture, I don't think you can get it from this passage. We are coming to station break. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with more of your questions in the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Joseph Smith, the founder of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, claimed that an angel named Moroni visited him and told him the location of gold plates chronicling the ancient inhabitants of the Americas. It was from these alleged plates that Smith translated the Book of Mormon.
In the eyes of many Latter-day Saints, the story of the gold plates legitimizes their belief that Smith was indeed a prophet sent by God to restore the true Christian faith lost long ago due to a great apostasy. Are the claims of Joseph Smith true? What are the problems with the golden plates? Find out when you subscribe to the Christian Research Journal by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff will return after this.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
Now more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The debate between human freedom and determinism has been raging for centuries. Gain a biblical perspective on human nature in John S. Hammett's article entitled, Between Radical Freedom and Total Determinism. The information age has many benefits, but it also has a dark side, information overload. Learn how to navigate through cyberspace with James Patrick Holding's article, The Mesmerizing Misinformation Maelstrom. Other topics include problems with the gold plates of the Book of Mormon, the legacy of G.K. Chesterton and Dorothy Sayers, Jesus, the begotten Son of the Father, and much more, as well as the insightful Ask Hank column.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org.
Archaeologists are regularly unearthing new discoveries about the ancient world. Who lived where and when? What life was like at specific times in history? But according to some rather vocal skeptics, there is little or no historical evidence for the reliability of the Bible. Are these skeptics right? Is the evidence so lacking that we can no longer trust the Bible as the divine word of God? Hank Hanegraaff dispels these myths and gives you a simple and memorable tool to know for certain that the Bible is the most reliable book in all antiquity in the archaeologist's spade. Our gift to you when you partner with the Christian Research Institute to defend the truth of the Bible. Help defend the truth with your gift and request the special booklet equipping you with the historical facts for the reliability of Scripture. You can call us at 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org to request your copy today. The subject of hell is not a topic we like to discuss. However, it was a doctrine that Jesus repeatedly taught during his earthly sojourn. More and more Christians are sliding into either universalism, the notion that everyone goes to heaven, or annihilationism, the idea that the souls of the unsaved simply cease to exist. In light of this shift away from Orthodox theology, Hank Hanegraaff's CD, Answers for Today, Hell and Our Loving God, gives three lines of reasoning rooted in Scripture why hell is necessary, reasons you can use with Christians and non-Christians alike. We'll rush you a copy of Answers for Today, Hell and Our Loving God as our thank you when you support the Christian Research Institute with your gift of any amount this month. Simply call 888-7000-CRI or go to equip.org. Once again, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Joining me on air, Elliot Miller. He's editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, and we are seeking to entice people to subscribe to a magazine that can really make a difference. This is not a fluff piece, although it's beautifully illustrated. It's four color. The content and the quality of the magazine match one another perfectly. This is a magazine through which you can learn discernment skills and be equipped to make a difference in a lost and searching world. And we've talked about some of the articles in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. I want to talk about some of the features. One of the features of the journal is effective evangelism. And in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, we tackle this subject called reincarnation, lifetimes for enlightenment, the idea that the soul returns continuously dressed up in other bodies. But how do you effectively witness to someone who believes in reincarnation? How do you reach rather than repel? And this is one of the features, Elliot, that I think is so important because it is equipping people in the cauldron of real life to make a difference by being able to take what they believe and use it as an opportunity to share the truth of resurrection as opposed to the myth of reincarnation.
Yes, and that's what's really a benefit for this is that in reading the Christian Research Journal, it's extreme. First of all, you're keeping your mind stimulated. You're using your mind. You're keeping in a state where you're learning, you're growing. Plus, at the same time, your faith is being strengthened because you're giving answers to common objections to the faith. You're seeing the worst that the enemy has to throw at us, and you're seeing that not only do we survive it, but we turn it back on him, and he flees from the sword of truth, the word of God. And that happens with each article. It's the truthfulness of the positions that are taken, the defensibleness, the reasonableness, that eventually you begin to develop a confidence. This faith really is based in reality. And now the effective evangelism section, I mean, how more practical can you possibly get? Every issue we deal with, particular beliefs out there that contradict Christianity that people hold that would be an impediment to them receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And then we answer those, we give advice on how to answer that. And in this particular article, Robert Belardi gives several different pointers. After laying the background on reincarnation and its prevalence in our society, he gives several different pointers such as don't make assumptions, offer positive reasons for your faith, always ask why, graciously point out inconsistencies in reincarnation, ask them what about evil, and then he elaborates on each of those points and shows how you can use that. And so, you're having an ongoing training, which is really practical. I mean, even in seminary, you might not get this kind of practical training that you're getting every 2 months in the Christian Research Journal. And, of course, just living in this world and becoming emboldened to share your faith with others, you're going to get plenty of opportunities to use this information. So it's a way to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly interpreting the word of truth.
We're talking to Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal. Your opportunity to subscribe today, and what I'm doing for those who call or write or go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. If you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, become a regular committed Christian who is supporting this ministry on a regular monthly basis, we'll send you a year subscription to the Christian Research Journal as our way of saying thank you. Again, for those who subscribe to the Christian Research Journal today, you can do so online at equip.org. You can do so via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or you can talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. And again, if you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, become a team member with this ministry, standing for truth no matter what the cost, doing what you do because truth matters. When you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, we will send you a one-year subscription as our way of saying thank you. I want to mention another department of the Christian Research Journal. It's the Viewpoint Department, and in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, The Viewpoint article is entitled, Can Christians Celebrate Passover? How do you answer that question?
Yes, and of course we have one of my favorite writers on Jewish themes, Daniel Mann, who teaches at the New York School of the Bible and comes from a Jewish background, dealing with this. And I like his measured approach, because he's not just doesn't have just a one-size-fits-all answer for these kinds of things. But he takes the Passover as a specific piece or feast and how this applies to the Christian view and looks at the question, should Christians be passed? You know, be celebrating the Passover, and if so, to what extent? It's very insightful, and I found that I learned, you know, I developed my own thinking on that subject through reading his article.
So you can be equipped to communicate effectively. The Viewpoint itself is a department that deals with a wide range of subjects, but it again, is designed to teach you discernment skills. Another thing I want to mention quickly, practical hermeneutics, an important department in the Christian Research Journal, big word, simple meaning. It's the art and science of biblical interpretation, an art in that the more you do it, the better you get at it, a science in that particular rules apply. And in this particular Christian Research Journal, the current issue, we deal with the whole idea of begotten. What does begotten mean? This is misunderstood, Elliot, not only in world religions, but also the kingdom of the cults.
Exactly, and I like the pull quote that we have from this particular article. Paul could hardly be teaching that our Savior had a beginning in time, while at the same time that he not only created everything, but also holds it all together. I mean, zing, you know, there it is. Once you consider that, it should all come into perspective. And that's exactly what Paul is teaching in Colossians chapter 1. Yes, he talks about him being the firstborn of all creation, but then read on and get the context of what that means. And so this, you know, this particular column is meant to help readers learn principles of biblical interpretation, which is what hermeneutics is, and at the same time answer common misinterpretations that are out there that you're going to run into. I just had an awake tied to my gate the day before last, and that just shows that the Jehovah's Witnesses are out and about, and this is one of their favorite verses that they would seek to bring up. So we deal with it, and we show you how to answer them, and at the same time, it's going to benefit you in your own Bible study, because you're getting an education, an ongoing education, in the most important area of knowledge possible, and that is the science of biblical interpretation.
One of the things that is so mesmerizing is the opportunity not only to learn through the Christian Research Journal, but also to take what you have learned and apply it in the real cauldron of life. And I think many Christians have missed this experience. We have been neutered, as it were. We have been marginalized so often, never had the opportunity to share the gospel by which we say we're saved. Exactly the opposite is true in Asia. You see Christians who are full of fire, living authentic New Testament Christianity. They embrace Jesus Christ, and they want others to know about Jesus Christ. And when we talk about the contents of the Christian Research Journal, Elliot, this is not just academic. This is to take what you learn. Once you're equipped, God will give you opportunities, and then you'll have the greatest experience. And that experience is having the power of the Holy Spirit course through you as you communicate the truth that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. So this is, again, not just intellectual stimulation, but that gives you an opportunity to be effective in the vineyard.
Oh, Hank, I so totally agree with that. And it's very close to what I was thinking in our previous discussion this evening. And that is that, what this is all meant for is to equip people. It's not armchair apologetics. It's not a bunch of head knowledge. just filling yourself with knowledge. It's meant to be used so that you receive this information, and then you step out in faith boldly and speak on behalf of Jesus Christ into situations where false beliefs prevail, and you use the information that you're getting from the Scripture and through the help of the Christian Research Journal, and God is going to meet you there. You know, God is going to show you that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can be an instrument in His hands to open people's eyes to, you know, the truth of the gospel. And when you're used by God in that way, then life becomes so meaningful, you know, so thrilling, really. It's an adventure to be used by God, like no other adventure that exists. And so that's what we're looking for, is not just a bunch of accumulating information that we can then discuss among ourselves, but we're looking to be equipped to go out and represent Jesus Christ in this world.
Elliot Miller, he's editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. And by the way, he will be tag-teaming with me on the cruise to Alaska. If you want to join Elliot Miller and yours truly, along with Steve Camp, he's an Emmy award-winning or a Grammy award-winning musical artist. If you want to join us on the cruise to Alaska, here's what you do. You go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. Just click on the ship. You'll have an opportunity in an intimate setting to ask Elliot Miller questions, to engage in theology talks as we learn, iron sharpening iron, as we learn together, as we interact, as we make a difference for time and for eternity in one of the most beautiful places in God's creation. All of that taking place on the Alaska cruise, June 3rd through the 10th, 2011. And of course, as Elliot was talking about the Christian Research Journal, it is a reminder that if you have not subscribed, this is your opportunity to do so today. And for those who join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, we'll send you a one-year subscription as our way of saying thank you from the bottom of our hearts, as well as equipping you. You can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team online at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultant standing by, 888-7000 CRI. My apology to all the callers. We'll be taking calls nonstop right here tomorrow on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So if you didn't get your question answered today, call tomorrow. We'll be answering your questions nonstop on tomorrow's edition.
Probing today's religious movements, promoting doctrinal discernment and critical thinking, and providing reasons for faith and ethics. The Christian Research Journal is an award-winning magazine that no Christian should be without. Be prepared with the knowledge you need to defend the faith. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is furnished by the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. If you've ever wondered how a loving God could condemn anyone to hell forever, ask yourself this question. If there is no hell, if the unsaved will either be annihilated or end up in heaven, why would we need a Savior? Why would God send His Son to suffer and die, bearing all our sins on His shoulders, if the worst future that could await us was a peaceful oblivion? Those who deny the everlasting torment of God's righteous wrath against unrepentant sinners in hell out of a desire to be fair and compassionate have actually cheapened God's love and undermined the greatest sacrifice ever made. Order Answers for Today, Hell and Our Loving God, a message by Hank Hanegraaff. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Now more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The debate between human freedom and determinism has been raging for centuries. Gain a biblical perspective on human nature in John S. Hammett's article entitled, Between Radical Freedom and Total Determinism. The information age has many benefits, but it also has a dark side, information overload. Learn how to navigate through cyberspace with James Patrick Holding's article, The Mesmerizing Misinformation Maelstrom. Other topics include problems with the gold plates of the Book of Mormon, the legacy of G.K. Chesterton and Dorothy Sayers, Jesus, the begotten Son of the Father, and much more, as well as the insightful Ask Hank column.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org.